The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components, lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, as well as wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. These guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop and they all drive custom vehicles and they use the products they sell on their own rides. So if you guys are looking for specialty parts, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
We hope you enjoy this episode of The Drop. If you like these podcasts and all the other content we create, head on over to our website and purchase some apparel. Our websites are thegoodlife.com and livelifecustom.com. We really appreciate it. Now on to the episode.
Recording?
This is recording. All right. I need to turn this up and this up. Make sure those are good. Those are good. And I think it's good.
Okay. So we have a little bit of an impromptu sit down episode talk that we're about to do.
I was looking through the notes and I was like, can I get my notes? Oh, recently deleted.
Oh, maybe it's in there. I'll explain what's going on while you're doing that. We're sitting down in an impromptu podcast because we recorded earlier this week and half the footage was missing.
Not half. Well, my half.
Your half. Yeah, that's literally half the footage.
Not 30 minutes in, it got deleted. No.
No.
Half of the screen was
gone. So we're doing this again. You're out here on a mission, which is actually kind of cool because in our last talk, we talked about the red truck. We talked about turkey drag. We talked about some other things. But now, we can kind of go into a little bit more about the red truck because you're dropping it off to Eric tomorrow.
Yeah. So where do we start? We start with turkey drag? Or what do we start with? There was something we started with.
We started our last conversation with me talking about Doug DeMuro.
Yes.
Yeah. We're talking about Doug DeMuro, about his podcast, because I saw this this video that he, and it was like a newer video, but it was from an older podcast from earlier this year. And I found it really surprising that he was kind of just going on about other YouTubers, about their financial situation.
Oh, yeah. That's when we got in the Stradman.
Yeah. The Stradman stuff. Because it was really surprising to me that, he just sat down and he was just like, oh, I don't know how this guy does it. And this guy does. I know how much this guy has in this car. But then you were saying that's I don't know, because I don't really consume a lot of that content. But yeah. You were saying that's kind of known things anyway.
Yes. Yeah. There's some YouTubers that are very open about their finances, especially the Stradman. He's always talking about what he pays for his car insurance, what, not really what the income is on the YouTube channel, but what he spends on.
Does he talk about car payments?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because that's what they were talking about. They're I don't know, because they're talking about, views down and stuff like that. And they're I don't know how this guy can afford this car.
Speaking of Doug DeMuro, I was listening to his latest podcast on the way out here. Mm-hmm. And he was saying that he has this thing called Doug December or something, mm-hmm. where he records a bunch of videos and releases certain ones in December because the ad revenue is the highest in December.
Is it because everybody's home watching?
No, it's because everyone's shopping.
Oh, and they want to push products.
Oh,
wow. So, okay.
And I kind of noticed that with mine. I was like, it's a little high right now. Nothing's really changed. And I was
really?
Oh, that's maybe what it is.
Interesting.
So, mental note, save some videos to upload in December and make a couple extra bucks on
that. That makes
YouTube
a lot of sense, dude. Everything is coming. Everything is ads and ads. I mean, that's what it's been the whole time, is ad revenue and pushing ads and stuff. But it just seems like we're getting into a weird space with all that kind of stuff right now. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, we were talking about that. And then, we jumped into Turkey Drag. You went to Turkey Drag.
I went to Turkey Drag. Yeah. And we talked about, I took the truck out, the red truck out there to debut it. Was going to do it in Vegas. Didn't happen. So I was like, I'll take it to Turkey Drag. And I was just saying how everything worked out well.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about Turkey Drag itself in a second, but the red truck, being it was on YouTube from stock to finished, and then going, taking it to a show and putting it in front of the booth and seeing people come up and talk about it and saying, oh, I watched this.
That's
I
really cool.
It all these puzzle pieces just clicked together.
Like mission complete.
And I was okay, this is how you do this.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's a really cool feeling.
Yeah. Because it kind of happened with the Tacoma, but not like this. That's kind of the system, right?
Mm-hmm.
Build a truck, debut it at a show, get rid of the truck, do that over and over and over again while also having these weird side projects and mm-hmm. and all that stuff. But yeah, the trip out there was good. And I forgot what we were talking
about. No, it's okay. So no, I know it was really interesting what you were bringing up about this like mission complete thing,
yeah.
how it was a little different with the Tacoma. I think it was different with the Tacoma because you started so differently. With the red truck, it was a completely 100% stock truck.
Yeah.
And to see it go from that to a completed build.
Because there was a plan.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. There was a plan.
There's no plan with the Tacoma. There still is not a plan with the Tacoma.
You're
There's a lot of things that are happening behind the scenes with the Tacoma.
Right.
Which will be fun to show.
Are those coming out soon?
As soon as that the things happen.
Oh. You haven't said.
I haven't said anything about anything. Okay. So, like. Just the paint. We were discussing the paint. I got mm-hmm. a lot of feedback on the blues.
Yeah, I told you. Yeah. I was like, I was down in Carlsbad last weekend. We're just cruising around riding bikes because we're bike life now. Everybody's bike life now. Yeah. So we're cruising around and I saw this 4Runner pull out in front of us and it was that blue. And I looked at it and I'm all, that's not the one.
No. And I was saying, it looks good on the 4Runner. It looks good mm-hmm. on the RAV4 with all the blacked out trim and all that. But it's just not for the Tacoma.
Mm-hmm.
So
does a certain, so do you have another color in mind or are you still like completely up in the air?
It's not completely up in the air. I'm just going to do it white.
Oh, okay. So you're just going to go white.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's the plan. The plan is white. Oh,
okay.
It will be not white. It'll be,
well, like, yeah. But it will be white. It'll essentially, and then that's sort of like where you were at before is like you've taken this truck from nothing, created this thing. And now it's kind of going to look the same, but like better.
Yeah. So imagine the thumbnail and it's like,
yeah,
the paint's done.
The truck's done.
And then you look at like previous thumbnails and it looks, you're like, oh, but it looks the same.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to have to do, the thumbnail's going to have to be like a really good photo. Like I'll have to spend mm-hmm. time doing a photo shoot on it. So where you can tell
mm-hmm.
that it's not just a different, you know, cause you can tell now that the bed's primered and the cab's single stage.
Mm-hmm.
So like. Yeah, parts of it are single stage.
Yeah, it's mainly just like the front end, like the front sheet metal, and then the cab's a little bit different, the bed's a little bit different.
Yeah.
But then even when the build's done, the bed itself will be a little bit different because that is in the videos that you've started a new thing with the new bed and starting down that path.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a little bit different.
It will be. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that'll be fun. And then, yeah, but the red truck and turkey drag. So turkey drag is essentially like Rezzo.
Yeah.
And I've never been to Turkey Drag because it was always the same weekend as Severed in the Southwest. Severed's moved to the 31st of
January.
So now Turkey. So I was like, well, I'm just going to go because that makes the most sense. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun. A lot of people camped. There's like five or six cabins there. And so there was mini truckers in all the cabins. And then there was RV sites. It's right on this huge lake. It's like a peninsula. So there's water on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
I think the cruising, I think he said it was like a half mile or a 3/4 mile loop.
Oh, that's cool.
And so just cruising all weekend.
Did you cruise a red truck a lot or?
Not a lot. Just a little bit. Brandon cruised it more.
Uh-huh.
I was like, go have fun.
I saw a lot of clips. It was really cool also to see like it from the other, from, you know, on this side, like all of these people taking photos of it and putting in their stories and seeing people post it and stuff. It was like, it's definitely getting the hype that it deserves kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. And it was funny because Panda's been getting a lot of feedback on it. Like people are saying, yeah, my clutch was a pain too.
And really?
Yeah. And then I got a bunch of messages saying the same thing. And then Eric, because it's Eric's truck. He's like, man, I've seen that truck. I've never even had the truck and I've seen it
more online.
All this thing. But yeah. But also going back to the actual trip part,
uh-huh.
since my friends ditched me, I had to make new friends.
Well, that's my fault.
Yes, it's okay. Nick went with me and then Brandon from the shop
mm-hmm.
and Brandon was kind of a last minute deal too. I was like, got open seat. So he just kind of,
and Nick sets up a booth. Like he sells his art and he brings his wheels.
Yep.
And he's still taking orders on the wheels and stuff.
Yeah. There's someone was there, put like the wheel up to their truck and probably going to order a set.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
But no, it was fun. Like, and then we stayed in the cabin and then Devin and Tina from Canada came down,
mm-hmm.
stayed in the cabin with us. So we had five people in this tiny.
Oh, really? Bed. Oh, they stayed in there too? I didn't know that. That's funny.
Yeah. The cabins was like, there's two beds in a bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the living room, there is a bed with a bed underneath you could bring out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just pulled these chairs forward and Brandon set an air mattress up against the wall.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. I saw Devin posted another thing about how I guess he went on a little parts run too, because he had a bunch of parts for some builds that he's doing.
Yeah, he hit me up. He's like, hey, don't forget those spindles. And I was like, what spindles?
You forgot you had them?
I totally forgot. Someone gave me a set of spindles at Mini Nats to give to him.
Oh, that's
funny. I forgot where I put them. And I had remembered I had threw a few sets of spindles away.
Oh, no.
That they were just stock spindles I had laying around.
Man, oh.
And I was like, did I? Nope, they were sitting on the shelf.
Luckily.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool. Yeah. I saw that he picked up a bunch of.
Oh, they were drop spindles. So they were stock. I couldn't have just gone and got stock ones. They were Mazda drop spindles, which are apparently really hard to find.
Yeah, I would imagine that would have really sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, everything looked really cool. All the photos and video. I was really excited to see Bill's truck all there, all put together. That looks super sick. I can't wait to see that truck in person. And I don't know if he's going to be bringing it to the Forbidden Show.
Right, LST.
Oh, that's right. You said LST.
Yeah.
LST. Yeah, I can't wait to see that thing in person, because I was saying that, like, I'm very curious. Like, it's an extra cab S10, third door S10, but he suicided both doors, but still has a third door.
Yeah.
So it's like this giant thing that kind of like opens up. So I'm very curious to see how that like all works. And it's body, or it's not body, it's door, isn't it? Yeah, it's also doored.
Yeah, it's got really good proportions.
it's cool.
Yeah, I'm not like a big convertible truck person.
Yeah.
But he did a really good job.
No, he did a killer job on it. I'm not picking apart his truck at all. It's really, really cool. And plus he did like most of the majority of the work himself. Yeah. Like he turned,
Jeez, whoa.
He cut the roof off of it. He did the cat, like he built a majority of that truck. But when I saw the frame was red, I was like, oh, that's cool, with some chrome pieces to it. And then I saw he's painting the truck red. I was like, that's a lot of red. But
and then the interior's red?
Yeah, the interior's
red. It's all
red. Yeah, it's everything's
red on red on red.
And that was what I was going to say. You either have to make a choice. You can either like do the frame red and paint the body red. But then that's like then. And if you did the interior black, you're like, man, there's a lot of red. But if you go all red, like you just kind of like you've entered like another phase.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like then it almost and that looks like. I mean, obviously everything is built purposely, but that gives it like, this was my vision to have everything red.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's also good. Like, I think the tipping point on that would have been red wheels. So I'm glad he, you know, has those billets on it.
Yeah.
Cause put red wheels on it. And then you go past it again.
Yeah.
And you end up in this other part that is just like, okay, that's too much.
There's so much red.
But yeah, no killer. And then I saw that he got the custom,
KIK,
choice, which was really cool. That guy's just like such a good dude, you know, and it's just really cool to see. It's cool to see him excited about something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The trucks, like there was like a section in front of the booth. There was like the main drag or the main strip. And there was some vendors over there. And then it was like Nick, me, or there was another video vendor and then Nick and then me and then Gas Monkey Garage, who just brought out two cars and parked them there. And then, but we were in the center where people didn't cruise in front of us. It was like coned off. Okay. But it was super short, so people cruised over here and over here. Mm-hmm. So it was, but his truck was parked right in front of the booth, along with his Blazer and then a couple other really nice trucks.
So you had the red Toyota, his red convertible,
not next to each other.
Oh,
the red Toyota was in front of my booth. He was across the street.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, no, the whole setup, that whole park was really cool.
Yeah, it looked fun, and you fed deer.
Oh yeah,
you had guests.
I knew that there was deer. Everyone's like, oh, there's so many deer.
Uh huh.
Well, when we pulled up, it was like midnight, and Devin and Tina had gotten there before us. So they got into the cabin, and then we pulled up, and there's no one. There's a trailer at the front booth, and the gate was down. So we had to move these cones and get in. And then he met us, and it's like cold and a little foggy, and there's huge trees, and like it's dead silent. And there are, I want to say 100 deer, that there was only probably 10, but we get out and they're all standing in different areas, just staring at us.
Right. And they're like the glowing eyes kind of thing.
No, they're right as close to this as this chair.
Oh, really? Oh, that. Okay.
And then like one where the truck is, like they're just staring at you like this.
Like, what do you do? What do you do in another one in our forest?
Yeah. And you're like, what the heck? This is like a scary movie.
And then you gave him some chips and then everything's
fine. Well, that next day, me and Tina went back to the cabin to grab some stuff, and there was deer just right there. And I was like, I wonder if they just let you feed them. And they walked right up. I was like, I want to see if they can come in the cabin.
Yeah.
So I was standing in the cabin and I put the chip right there and they walked right up to it. And I was like, dang, this is cool.
That is awesome. Yeah, yeah. That's really cool. It looked like a lot of fun. And it was, and like I was saying, now we're doing this again and you brought the truck here. I've got to see the truck in person.
Yeah.
It's so damn cool, man.
Yeah. The truck is here.
Got inside of it, sat in it. It's like, I almost feel like you're sitting lower than a stock Tacoma.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Or Toyota. Yeah.
So that was one thing I did not mention when we recorded this the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I people were walking up to the booth talking about the truck, and I was like, oh, sit in it and check it out. Josh Freeman, who has the silver Toyota,
mm-hmm.
infamous silver Toyota, he came up and he was like, I've been following it. It looks really cool. And he's real tall.
Yeah.
And I was like, sit in it. And he goes, his truck's like conventional. Like, so he's towers in it and it's uncomfortable.
He still has that truck?
He bought it back.
Oh, he bought it back.
Remember, he brought it to LST.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So he sat in it and he goes, I could drive this thing. He goes, this is so cool. And I was like, yeah, it's totally normal.
Yeah.
I did not record any of those interactions.
Oh, no.
I did not record anyone coming up like, to it and talking about the truck.
Uh-huh.
And looking back at it, I should have been, I would have been like, what do you think about it? And get people saying, looks good. Looks mm-hmm. great. Cool. Sitting in it. Oh, this is cool. I didn't get any of that.
Oh.
So lesson learned for the next one,
mm-hmm.
whatever it may be. Oh, and that's not the giveaway truck, by the way.
Oh, people thought it was a giveaway truck?
A ton of people are like, oh, is that the truck you guys are giving away? That's not the truck we're giving away.
That's not the truck.
No.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. So like, but yeah, so I learned a valuable lesson there. Film everything.
Yeah.
And edit what you need, but film more and more and more and more. Mm-hmm. So
I always feel that same way. I'm always at the end. I'm like, dang, I wish I had some more, but that's just the nature of the beast. But yeah.
But yeah. So Turkey Drag, everyone should go. If you've ever been to Rezo, it's the exact same vibes, campfires, camping, in the middle of nowhere. There's a DJ. It's totally tons of fun.
That's awesome. That's really cool. And I was just going to say that about seeing the truck in person. I'm really glad I got to see it and check it out. And because like it gets me excited. I'm already excited for my build, but it gets me more excited for when the Tacoma finally gets rolling. You know? Just being able to, now that it's all put together and I was under it, kind of checking stuff out, seeing the bed mounts. Those mm-hmm. are like so nice and beefy and everything feels good. Like, you know what I mean?
When you
nothing feels floppy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my truck, floppy.
Yeah. A little bit.
No, again, goes back to no plan.
Right.
The plan was just to get it together. When it's all said and done, it won't be like that. But that truck, when you drive it, it feels so, I can't even describe it. It mm-hmm. feels fast and just, there's no, it just feels together, you know? And it's hard to describe, but I think I'm taking it to Eric tomorrow for the first time.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see what he says about it.
Yeah. No, I bet he's so stoked.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So. That's super cool. My adventure was, I went to Glenn and Kim's wedding.
Yep.
It was a ton of fun. Glenn and Kim, man, I can't say, you know, enough good things. I didn't tell you this, but I did a speech.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well, they were saying didn't they go to each table?
They went to each table and kind of said something. And, we had a very fun table. It was me, Big Steve, Adam, Jamie. It was, our table was pretty fun. So like we had kind of like, you know, over there was like Roe and Little Brian, like other people. And it was like the majority of the people there were all mini truckers. So that was pretty cool. And it was definitely like a...
And from a lot of different clubs too.
Yeah. Ton of different clubs. We got, you know, Sunset.
Characters.
And other ones that I'm not...
You said Shane went.
Yeah. Shane, Unforgiven. Yeah. He was there, which was really cool. I hadn't seen him in a while. So it was really cool catching up with there. He saw Carl. Carl was there.
Carl's our no regrets. Yep.
We were talking about bike gang stuff.
Yeah.
He's pretty stoked about that.
He's really stoked
about it. Yeah, he's super stoked. I was gonna say, that's one thing I was gonna ask you about Turkey Drag. And you took your bike. Did you do any biking?
Yeah, all over.
Oh, you did? Oh,
yeah, and everyone else did. So, like, you had to run up to the cabin, Nick just to get on the bike, Brandon get on the bike.
Nice.
Everyone just used the bike. Dude, that's what... It was so perfect.
Yeah, like we said many times before, that's so cool.
So I'm gonna make... It was kind of, like, not a pain, because there was a lot of room on the front of the trailer for the bike, and so I just strapped it up. But I want to make... on the tongue of the enclosed and the tongue of that one, just a spot for,
oh, that's cool.
Like maybe on the side or on the mm-hmm. front. So you could put two bikes right there.
Mm-hmm.
They got their own little spot.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. So I was talking to Carl about bike gang stuff. He said we should put together a ride, like a little mini trucker ride thing. It'd be really cool. So the wedding, back to the wedding. It was ton of fun. And, Glenn and Kim, like
you said, you made a speech.
I made a speech. And it was kind of funny because this is kind of, I didn't tell anybody this, but I was like, I don't know why I think this way sometimes, but I'm like, I might have to say something. So I should probably think about what I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. So even like a week before the wedding, I had no intentions of making a speech, but I'm all, just in case I have to say something, maybe I should put together some loose thoughts. And I did. And lucky I did, because they went around and.
Oops. Oh, you got to answer your phone.
No, I know. Is that going to mess things up?
No, go ahead. Hello? It's be an easy edit.
We're recording right now, actually. Yes, I can. All right, bye.
Hold on, we're just going to keep all this in here. That was Angie telling Frank, because we did not tell her we were going to record a podcast when she left to go run around shopping. And so now she's calling Frank.
Yeah, she's asking me to look at stuff. Okay, I'm just going to just answer. I like this one.
Oh, she just wants to know which one you like?
Yeah, just Christmas present stuff. Okay, there we go.
So you got a loose speech prepared?
Yeah, loose speech prepared. Just because it was so funny that I thought like, oh, maybe I'm going to have to say something. And yeah, so they went around each table, said a little something. And it was just really cool because just like, you know, Glenn and Kim, what I said was they're pillars of this club. You know, they've been here for a long time.
Not only the club, but our booth.
Our booth and the club and the scene and everything. And it was just really, really cool to see their journey kind of come to this point. You know what I mean? Because Glenn proposed to her at, first of all, they've been together for like 20 something years.
Yeah, yeah.
So this isn't like some like thing. This has been like a long thing coming. And Glenn proposed to her at the Forbidden Show earlier this year, mm-hmm. which I was surprised like that it all came together so quickly. You know what I mean? Which makes sense. You know, Glenn is 48 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that. I thought he was younger or older.
Probably thought he was younger. You thought Doug DeMiro was older and he's in his 30s.
Yeah. I thought he was older because I thought, I don't know.
You thought Glenn was older than you?
Yeah. Oh, basically, okay. Anybody, I still think of myself as a kid.
I know.
So I'm like the kid. Yeah. So anybody older than me, I just assume that they're all
adults. And now you're hanging out with like grandparents.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mike and, oh, yeah, Mike was there. Yeah, yeah. Mike was there. And yeah. Yeah, but it was a great, great experience. Everybody, Rich and Joe came down, which was really cool. Alan and Inga came down. They're from Canada, so it was really cool catching up with them. Haven't seen Alan in a long time, so
we talked about this when we recorded the first one. It was an interesting conversation about like Rich and Jill's kids moved out. They both live in Australia,
mm-hmm.
so they're empty nesters. Apparently, mm-hmm. they're not apparently are empty nesters.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Alan and Inga who have two young kids, mm-hmm. so they're just starting their journey.
And I'm right in the middle.
You're like your middle end.
Yeah, mid-ish end, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was like a lot of reflection. It was really interesting because like Sunday we went down after that because the wedding was down to Ramona, which is like North County, San Diego. So it was very close to Carlsbad. So me and Angie, like the kid, you know, we had one kid over here, one kid over there, and just me and Angie. And we went to Carlsbad. And I said this once before to Angie, and I said it once before on the podcast, is like when we loaded the bikes up in the Tacoma. Put the bikes in the Tacoma, went to where we were going, and I was unloading them. And I said, hold on, take like a second here for a minute. Look at this. Like us in this truck, just doing things by ourselves. Like this is our future, you know, like it's been like, this is it with this truck, whether, you know, whatever it's going to be later on, it's going to be us going to stuff. So it was kind of like this like moment of like kind of clarity, you know.
Did she agree with you or did she say, no, this is your future?
No, she agreed. It was cool. And then like Sunday was sort of an extension of that because the previous night, that's exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about with Jill and Rich and Ivan, Inga and Alan. I took both their names and I put them together. and it was just really kind of like we're like talking about all these different experiences and, you know, what Rich and Jill are doing and, yeah, I'm just kind of like preparing myself for it mentally, you know, and
yeah,
again, Angie prepared for it too, you know.
Well, it's funny because when Alan got first got in the club and stuff, he was like active going. He went to a lot, went to SEMA,
mm-hmm.
all this stuff. And obviously they can't do that now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's I was saying that truck clubs are interesting because we all get in at a certain, usually younger age.
Mm-hmm.
We're all partying and we're all doing these things. And then more people get in the club and we expect them to do the same thing. And then people start to get married and they start to have kids and they start to do less of the things.
Mm-hmm. There's a gap in there.
Yes. And then some still try to do a lot and then some don't. Some never come back to the club.
Mm-hmm.
And then some come, they'll stay in the club and then they'll come back when their kids get older, like how Brent's doing, you know what I mean? Like they stayed in. And I was saying that like it's very difficult to manage that as a club,
mm-hmm.
because so many people want everyone to do, like if you're a big club, you want to be that, you want to roll deep everywhere. And sometimes the little people, they drop off and they're like, oh, where are you at? And then new people get in the club and they're like, well, this person doesn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's because that new person that's in the club, that's new and exciting to them. and they might not have kids, where this other couple has kids and they're in sports and they mm-hmm. can't do as much, and it mm-hmm. creates rifts within clubs. And anyone that's in clubs and that's listening, I know you've gone, everyone's gone through this. Yep. And then you start to get the older guys will be like, I put in my time. What are these young kids telling me? What are they talking crap for? Mm-hmm. And then it just creates this thing. So like, it's been interesting from my perspective, watching all of that happen and learning as a club president, how to manage that when people call me and say, hey, so-and-so, like, I don't know. And then I'm like, well, look, if you like going to shows, just go to shows. Don't mm-hmm. worry about it, what everyone else yeah. is doing. Mm-hmm. Because everyone's life is different. So only worry about yourself and enjoy the time when you're all together.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then it's just like our show is like that time when a lot of people in the club take effort to come and hang out.
Mm-hmm.
That happens so fast now. Each year is like, I mean, it's already coming up again.
Yeah, yeah. We're so getting ready for it.
It's just wild.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, don't worry about what everyone else is doing. But it's also fascinating to watch. Like you were saying, Quigley was there. You know, I've known him when he had no kids.
Mm-hmm. He's the one that like you saw get that. He basically got you into the club, right? Not got you in the club, but you saw his truck.
Truck and his logo.
Yeah.
He had a night like 89 to 95 Toyota. It was that green color,
mm-hmm.
had a shell on it, and it had a Forbidden Fantasy and had a big Toyota emblem.
Oh, that's cool.
Behind the logo. And yeah. I was like, I'm getting in that club.
Yeah, you're all. That's it.
That's it. That truck was so sick. It was just static, dropped on 17-inch centerline wheels. Uh-huh. Like, it was perfect. And yeah, so going, and then he was 25 years old at the time. I was 18.
Wow.
He owned a home, and we were like, "You are a home? We're gonna go." This guy owns his own house.
I didn't
right?
know that.
And then
that's awesome.
We went. I went to his wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And then, which was actually not too far from where you guys were.
Oh, really?
They had North County, South Riverside, North San Diego. I forgot where exactly, but, So I saw them get married. Then I saw them have their first kid. And then their first kid, they were in Forbidden when they were, and then their second kid, they were in No Regrets.
Oh.
So he told me that he has a lot of baby clothes for Skylar, their firstborn, with mm-hmm. little FFF on it.
Oh, really?
That's cool. And then their secondborn has No Regrets baby clothes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
It is pretty cool. And then now his firstborn had her kid. So now he's a grandfather. And
yeah.
It's like, it's just this wild timeline mm-hmm. when you sit down and think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's really important for people to be like, you have to be okay with all this stuff. You know what I mean? You mm-hmm. can't, you have to be like you said, if someone was like hardcore participating and then they went away, and that's that like, and it kind of extends a little farther from my thinking too. It's like, because we go to so many shows and see so many different people, it kind of goes beyond just the club. Like I see people from other clubs and other, you know, scenes and stuff like that. The same pattern, you know, they'll go away for a long time. They'll come back. I think it's interesting from our perspective, since it's, we do this all the time and we've never stopped. And that's not to say that like we're, you know, more hardcore or anything like that than anybody.
We're only more hardcore because it's our
income. Because it's like we have to do this.
If this was not my job,
yeah,
you would not see me at most of these shows.
I know. But from that perspective, you get to see it in a more broader scale, yes. too. You get to see this whole scene of people, this influx of people, this flow of people coming mm-hmm. in and coming out. And it's always exciting to me when I do see that person who was away for a long time come back. Mm-hmm. It's really exciting for me, and I get really excited for that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because then they like, and you can like kind of see the little spark. Well, not only that, but like they bought a truck. Or actually, where it really starts is they start asking about stuff like, who's doing this now? Who's building this thing? Mm-hmm. And where do I get this? And then they get a vehicle, and then you see them like snowballing. And I'm talking about Jose right now. Like I kind of see that with Jose. You know, he kind of was doing this thing with his kids for a while, and now he's got like a Toyota truck that he wants to do some stuff mm-hmm. to it. And, you know, and it's just as exciting for me as it is for the other person too, to see them come back.
It will be interesting once we do have Jose and Erica on the podcast,
mm-hmm.
because I want to talk to them about that, because when they first got in the chapter, they were hardcore.
And if
people in their chapter didn't come around, they would kick them out.
How's that going now?
Yeah. So like, and I think I'm really curious if they like all of this with their kids, with three girls,
mm-hmm.
different ages, obviously, but you know, hardcore into sports or this or that. And then Jose is doing now his, you know, the poor boys thing. Mm-hmm. Like they're not both hardcore into the trucks. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering how that, if they got that kind of opened their eyes a little bit to right. go, maybe we shouldn't have kicked all those people out.
Right. And honestly, like, that's what I'm talking about. That's where, when I say you have to be okay with that situation, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. And in those positions, yeah. like maybe they'll have some retrospect and it would, you know, I want to ask them and hear from them, but you know, speculation from my end is like, yeah, you, those are the moments that I'm talking about. You know, if you're the one who's like hardcore going to stuff and then, you know, hey man, that time's going to come. It's going to some, and it's not even maybe kids, it's career, mm-hmm. you know? And you know what? Honestly, it could be another thing. It could just not, you know, I'm not really interested
fatigue.
In it right now.
It yeah. could just be fatigue.
You're like, yeah, man, I went to a ton of shows and like, I got into this other hobby and I'm really into this other hobby right now. I think a good example of that, since we're just like calling people out right now, Brent is a good example of that too. Cause I mean, he raised a family and he was doing that, but he also had other hobbies that he got really into, mm-hmm. you know I mean? He's been into a ton of different things,
yeah.
but I think that also enriches when he gets back into it too. Cause to go experience those other things, I think enriches the mm-hmm. original, what you want to do.
No, I think so too. That's why I'm saying, like, just don't look into it so hardcore. And mm-hmm. we're saying these people's names out loud, but we're essentially using them as examples because there's those types of people in every club.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, every single club. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's just the ones that we know.
Yeah. And like, and some people might look at us and go, well, those guys do it all the time.
Yeah.
Well, that's because we have to.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Totally.
Not because, and don't get me wrong, I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I could pick up and go to like all these events across the country if mm-hmm. I was working a Monday through Friday job.
No, absolutely.
You can't do it. There's mm-hmm. you don't get enough vacation time, might not make enough money, might not do this, do mm-hmm. that. But like, so yeah, just don't get too crazy.
Yeah, just chill out, relax. But yeah, anyway, back to the, like I said, the wedding was fun. That's where I'll end with that. Oh, Joey, it was really cool seeing Joey, you know, be the best man. Cause like, that was one thing that I was like, kind of, I was wondering that on the way down there. Cause Joey is like, he's officiated a lot of weddings.
We're talking about Joey in our club,
San Diego.
Yep.
And he's officiated a lot of weddings. So I was, kind of wondering,
I wonder if he's going to start officiating divorces. That would be something interesting. Some of the people that he's married are not together anymore. And so I wonder, there should be like a ceremony for divorces and Joey could be like, well, I was just kidding. Obviously, you guys didn't listen to the vows I read you.
Well, that's actually funny because like Roulette didn't DJ this wedding.
Yeah.
But Roulette has DJed a lot of mini trucker weddings yeah. and he's seen it too. And I've never beat Donald because Donald is much farther ahead of me. But that's the thing is like Donald. He DJed Donald's wedding and they're still together, and he DJed me and Angie's wedding and we're still together, but I think all the rest of them are not.
Yeah. Like if you,
a lot of them are not.
If you go, it would be interesting to put, were we talking about putting a list together?
Maybe. I don't know.
Someone should put a list together and it should be Roulette and Joey to do yes. this, obviously mm-hmm. of, you know, how many people that they've married, how many people are still together and how many people aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And then how many people have I DJed? Da, da, da.
Yeah. I mean, I think that'd be really interesting to see. But yeah, so Joey's the best man. John, my homeboy John, and his wife Jen.
Remember his name?
Yep.
John and Jen.
John
the
and
two
Jen.
Most common names in the United States of America.
I can't remember. Well, I do remember. We had a great time. He officiated the wedding, did a really great job. And then like he was wearing this like suit thing, and inside of his suit he had like the two club logos because he's from characters, so he had FFF.
That's
and
so characters. I love when people do that.
Yeah, it's really funny. Yeah, there was all sorts of little touches in there. Joey for a wedding present made Glenn and Kim a giant plaque out of acrylic, and he used the wedding colors in it, so that was really cool. So it was fun for photos and everything. So just a super fun time. And just congratulations to Glenn and Kim.
Yeah.
Congratulations, it's really cool.
Sorry I wasn't there.
And I was. Who's the better friend? No, I was kidding.
Anyways,
beyond that.
But here, a lot of people were asking about you at Turkey Drag. Do you think you would consider going to that next year?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. Yeah, it looked like a lot of fun.
I think it was right up your alley.
Oh, for sure.
You know, like the cruising, yeah. like it was great. The whole time I was like, yeah, Frank would like this because of the cruising.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking like, depending on truck situations next year, I was telling you this, you know, that red truck had the booth basically in the bed of it and I was put it on the trailer and I was like, I could just see like Frank drives up to the house in the Tacoma with his booth in the bed, my booth in the bed of the Titan. And you just drive up onto the trailer.
Knight Rider style.
Knight Rider style. And then you just hop in the Titan. It's like high five, let's go.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
And you were saying, well, I'll just drive the Tacoma. And I was like, yeah, but that if I'm driving the...
That would make sense.
It would make sense, mm-hmm. Yeah. Unless I had my Titan or my Tacoma on the trailer. But I think it would be funner because I think around that time is when your truck's still going to be kind of freshen out.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. And I know timelines kind of keep shifting because it was funny because like a lot of people were asking me, like the last show that I went to was Dino's. Ton of people came up to me like when and actually messages. It's just I got a message today like, what's going on with the Tacoma? When are you going to start? And I'm like, well, I said it's tentative.
Shop timelines are very fluid.
It's tentative. It's fluid. You know, we have an idea basically, but even that idea might change. You know, we were talking about
it's when he calls and says, bring it in.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah,
yeah. Because I was trying to time it with a show that way. It would have worked out really. And still might, we don't know, work out really well with the Sever show in January because I could bring the truck out, start that process, and then do the show and then everything like that. But, I mean, however it works out, it's going to work out. Yeah. But I was saying that, like, my dream, I'm not saying that this is, like, a hard deadline, but my dream would be for it to be ready to go to take to Northwest Mini-Nats
yeah.
to drive it up there. To do the, because, like, and this is kind of, like, post-pod stuff, but, like, to do maybe, like, go to slow. From slow cruise up there, you know, mess around, then get up to the show, do that show, and then drive the Tacoma the whole time and drive it up there would be a lot of fun.
Would you take that much time to go up there?
Yeah.
Go slow and then go up there?
Yeah, go slow.
Slow down.
Yeah, I know.
I like how if we went to slow down, we would both take mini trucks.
Which would be freaking awesome.
And I would be like, can we put those in? Yeah, Paul, I know you're listening. I know. do you mind if we have in front of the booth, because Brent's going to bring his C10.
Oh, he is. Oh, yeah. It's going to be done. Yeah.
So we'll have a C10 and two Toyota Tacomas in front of the Grinder TV Custom Life booth.
Yeah. That'd be freaking awesome.
People will be like, what is going on?
like, what's happening? Don't let these guys in here.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. I bet you like if we did that, we'd get a lot of like a lot of people be into them, like, oh, this is cool. Because a lot of those dudes are mini truckers.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of those dudes are mini truckers. Yeah.
Space is limited there. So.
Yeah, that might be a big ass.
We'll park our junk at the hotel and just take Brent's C10.
Yeah, we'll just load everything.
We'll give him his time to shine, and then we'll take ours up to the Northwest.
Yeah, he should go with us and go on the trip and take his C10 up to Northwest.
He should.
I know Brent's listening, too.
Brent.
Even though I called your name, I called you Brent earlier. Brent, I know you're listening, too. Yeah.
Go to the Northwest show. Northwest
Mini. Slow Northwest show. Yeah. We'll cruise up the coast. Yeah, I like that idea. That'd be sick. Anyway, but if it all works out, like I said, tentative fluidness, we'll see what happens. We'll see what Panda's got going on. But
that's the thing. It's a very good test in patience.
Oh, yeah.
And a very good like eye opening on how shops work and how they don't. Because he could easily say, yeah, bring it in, give me money.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Which is what a lot of shops
would be worse because then it would just sit there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would be like, it would amp you up even more because it's already there. So you're like, oh, he's already working on it. He's already this. He's already that. It's better to not do that and not take your money and not, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you time to save more money. It gives you time to like make decisions on certain things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to go up to Slam Specialties in January and get, post-pod, we got to talk about that timeline.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking of the club Christmas party week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'll work.
Maybe go up. Before and then come
that's
back.
The 17th or the 12th?
17th.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, we could definitely do that.
Because I'm going to have to get all the stuff for the giveaway truck too.
Oh, okay. Well, then that'll work out perfect.
Yeah.
Right on. Yeah, that's great. Yes. Yeah, all that is cool. I lost my train of thought now. But anyway, switching gears a little bit.
Congratulations, Glenn and Kim. Congratulations, Turkey Drag. Congratulations, Panda. Congratulations, Little Red Truck.
Little Red Truck. Oh, we got to touch on this real quick.
Yeah.
Perfectly imperfect.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what
it's perfect.
It's perfect. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. And it's funny. Like a lot of people are like after you posted the truck and said that a lot of people were reposting it perfectly. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like becoming like a little thing.
Yeah. You
know? And that was kind of the idea behind that truck. Yeah. You know, you're talking about it because it's not again, obviously like it's in the thing, but it's not perfect, but it's not a piece of junk. You know what I mean? It's not like beat to
trying
crap.
To describe. The way that truck, this is what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's patina, but it's not patina in the way like of an old Chevy truck.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not And I think it's just old enough to be like this. Like a Tacoma couldn't be like this.
Yeah.
And it's the right color, obviously, you know, with the red and all that. And you were saying that even like you never noticed the roof.
I never noticed the roof. Yeah. I don't know why. Probably because one, I saw it briefly when it was stock, like real briefly when it was stock.
But that drone shot.
The drone shot sealed it for me. And then, but yeah, even in the shop, because like all, obviously you're focused on all the suspension. You're looking down here, you're looking at the floor, looking at the firewall, and never you look up and look at the top.
Yeah, it's also a lot lower now, too.
Yeah, so that's like, true. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, and I was trying to explain it in the video that I made, and I was, and I started down this path and I couldn't put it in there because it was like, the path was like, if your truck is crashed or has primer spots, this is nice, that's not.
Mm-hmm.
That sounded bad. Like there's a difference between like a truck with primer spots on it that's under construction because your plan is to paint it soon than this truck there is no plan to paint it at any point in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
So like if say that like it would be like if Eric took this truck and fixed the dents and left the primer on it, it would ruin the truck. He should not do that until it's ready for paint.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave the small dents and the imperfections because it gives the truck character.
Mm-hmm. Character.
Character, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then there's like some trucks that are just like super beat up. Mm-hmm. There's a difference between beat up and what this is.
Well, it is. And there's a difference between like the example was, or the comparison was the Tacoma. Like, yeah, the Tacoma with like the clear coming off the top, and like you couldn't just polish that out. It would look well, and because like that's just like a more modern looking truck.
Exactly.
The 8995s are now entering this realm of
classic.
Yeah, classic, but also just like timeless look. Like that you look at an 8995 and you're like, you could just, it defines that era for that thing.
Yeah.
And then when you look at it like a first gen Tacoma. And even like inside that little first gen window from like a 95 and a half to a 2004, like even that little window is different too. Cause I feel like my truck, although it is a first gen, exactly like a 97, I feel like they're two different trucks.
Yeah.
Just looking at them, like, I've never driven an older one, but just looking at them and the way they feel and the way that everything kind of is, I feel like it's just a more modern truck.
They would drive the same.
Yeah.
It's the look, it's the grill.
Yeah, the interior
is the same,
but no little touches like a 96, like with the knobs, like the climate control. Oh, that's knobs.
Early 97.
When did they go to climate control knobs?
97.
Oh, they did? Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought that was like
late 97.
I thought that was a 99 to 2004 thing.
It was 95 and a half to early 97.
Because yours has the old style climate control.
Yes. So it's got cables instead of digital.
Okay.
So yeah, what makes your truck like if you got in a stock 1996 Tacoma, if you close your eyes and got inside it and started it up and drove it, it'd be the same.
Mm-hmm.
Your truck looks newer because of that front end.
Yeah.
You know, and like, and it's not beat up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Like what I was saying that like if you got a truck like that with all the clear coming off of it and you bagged it and polished it, it wouldn't look as cool as this red truck. It would not. And that's the point that you're trying to make.
We're
that's
in that era now of, we're describing it now because it's new.
Mm-hmm.
Soon we're not going to have to describe it. It's just going to be a thing.
Well, it has to be a thing even like with the C10 trucks. There had to be a point. There had to be like this like little tipping point to where it was just an old beat up truck.
Like, oh, to me.
Not beat up, but an old truck.
To me, even OBSs are too new.
Yeah, see? For again, that. If you had an older OBS with patina,
it doesn't work.
Wouldn't look good.
It doesn't work.
But
a square body with patina. The square body with patina is cool.
I think, dude,
they went back to the 70s. Like that white truck that's on my Arizona shirt, that's an 80s square body and it's all white, scratch, scuffy, and it looks super rad. So, but you can't do that for an OBS because OBS is when they like made all the gaps straight and they turned them into kind of like a comfortable truck to drive versus that.
Oh, that's a very good point.
Yeah.
An 8995 is a stripped down mini truck.
Well, here's the funny part.
Uh-huh.
Driving this
giveaway truck
compared to the giveaway truck is night and day.
Yeah, because the giveaway truck's nice.
My mom's been driving the giveaway truck. Right. I was going to tell you that because I'm picking up a car for my mom this weekend because her car got stolen. But
Kia boys got her.
Kia boys. She got Kia boyed. And so she's been driving the giveaway truck.
Mm-hmm.
It's been in the garage. And I was like, if you need to use this while I'm gone, use it. And so she did. She's been cruising in around.
Yeah.
And that truck, still, while it feels like a very tin canny, loud truck, it's night and day compared to this one.
Yeah. Because
this one has the cardboard door panels.
Mm-hmm.
And that one doesn't have car. It has like actual door panels. Like, so there are, yeah, funny differences in
that. Yeah, that is interesting because those are two completely different trucks.
But even the giveaway truck is going to be like, it's scratched and dented. Mm-hmm. And it's going to have that same type of feel for that the red truck
does. It's green, right?
But it's green, so it doesn't have, it's not the same.
Yeah.
It's like, I look at the red one, I'm like, that's way cooler than this green one.
It's gotta be a combination of things. The color.
The wheels,
yes.
Yeah, you can't put, like, if that red truck had just, the wheels help it, because if it did have just a random other set of wheels, it wouldn't be as cool.
Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't, and its body dropped. That's a huge thing.
100%, yeah.
So, I don't know. It's all in how you do it. So, if you're building a truck and you're like, I'm going to call my truck perfectly imperfect too, and you have to make sure it is.
Yeah.
It's a thing. It's not just, you can't just say, oh, because it's dented and scratched. That's, no.
It's so interesting that you said that about the body drop thing. Like, yes, if that truck was not body dropped, it would not nearly be as cool. No. And it's interesting because we were just talking about this. About like the difference, you were talking about the difference of just bagging it to bag and body dropping it. Like the body drop was such another thing, you know, and it's so tempting, and I'm not going to do this, but it is tempting to say, we'll just bag it.
Mm-hmm.
But no, yeah. It's gotta be body drop, and it's gotta be body drop to the rockers.
Yeah. And if you don't body drop it, the 18s are going to look weird on it.
Yeah. Especially
you would have to go 20s because the 20s wouldn't be as huge of an issue.
Right. Well, it wouldn't be any issue, would it?
It's the geometry in the front suspension a little bit.
Still. Oh, wait, are we talking about the 89 or are we
talking about yours?
Oh, mine. Okay. All right.
Yeah. I thought you were saying, I'll just.
Well, I was just saying that sentiment, but the builds are different.
Yeah. Yeah. Like to me, a Tacoma.
On lane frame on 18s would.
It's too. Yeah.
Yeah.
What size are Joey's wheels?
18s.
Oh, never mind. Yeah. Sorry, Joey.
Well, I mean. But his truck looks good. I don't know.
It's red.
Yeah,
it helps,
dude. I think that red is really.
It's definitely like the combination of the color of the truck, the wheels, and the stance.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do the same thing to this color truck, this stance, as to this truck.
Mm-hmm.
Like like different wheels, a different color, and all that stuff. You can't do the same thing what am I trying to say?
No, I understand what you're trying to say.
What you do to one truck does not carry over to the other truck.
There's no there's no formula for it. Like you have to
if I put my wheels on your truck and you just lowered it, it wouldn't look right.
Your billet wheels?
My billet wheels.
Oh, okay. The other ones would look really good.
Yeah. So the LM1s,
yeah.
Chrome lowered.
Just or even the way you have it painted, like my truck on coilovers with those gray wheels, would look
sick. Would look cool.
Yeah,
but it wouldn't carry. I don't know. It's just different.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird.
I'm also looking for 18 inch wheels for that giveaway truck. So if anyone has hoarding 18 inch chrome wheels or 18 inch, like a billet wheel,
5-spoke preferably.
Yep. Just making sure you're
no one pull up with some assassins.
No assassin. I told Carl today. I was like, hey. Because he's a marketplace, just addictive person. Yeah. And he's sending me links. He's like, Albas. I was like, no Albas. I want like a 5-spoke TSW, something like that.
Yeah, something simple.
Yeah.
Even, you know what? Some, the ones that I had on the Forerunner, those 338 Boss wheels, those would be good.
Yeah, because here's the thing that we're giving the truck away. So that this truck, the purpose of this truck is for someone to take it and make it their own, not for us to finish it in a way I would want to finish it.
Yeah.
So the wheels just need to be nice and complement the truck and make it look cool so that when the person gets it, they can choose to leave them on or they can take them off. And most likely they're going to take them off eventually and put their own wheels on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to spend $3,000 on a set of wheels.
Yeah.
And for the person just to like.
Put them in the corner.
Sell them for $3,000.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to get a free bag truck and $3,000 wheels.
That's funny. Yeah. Now, the giveaway truck is not going to be body dropped.
No,
it's not going to be body dropped. No.
Purposely because it takes too long.
Mm-hmm.
And we're barely going to make it anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's like we're getting to this point now because like I was thinking earlier about how. Man, we haven't really talked about the giveaway truck. Like, it hasn't really been a thing. You think it would be like a bigger thing, but we talked about it and you were saying that like, it's just, it's, there's no reason to hype it up for such a long time.
So a lot of times you'll need to hype the truck up that you're giving away to get more spectators at the show, to make more money and da, 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 da. We don't charge for spectators at our show. So I'm going to, the people that are going to our show are going regardless. The mm-hmm. truck's not going to make any more people go. Mm-hmm. And if it does make more people go, if we show the truck to them in February, that's going to change their mind and make them go anyways, if they were on the fence. Mm-hmm. If we showed the truck now, I don't know. It is what it is. I don't think.
Well, you're coming out with a video pretty soon, so it will be a thing.
It will be a thing. Like, we're going to talk about few weeks. In the next few weeks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there will be a video of the truck, showing how mint the interior is and, mm-hmm. and all this good stuff and how well it runs and all this stuff. So,
you know, I had a thought. This is interesting because the last time the club gave away a truck was in 2008 at the Forbidden Fantasy Show in Lake Paris when like 15,000 people came. Yeah. Right? So out of a pool of 15,000 people, and the way that you guys, I don't know how you plan on doing this year, but the way you did that one is people bought tickets and then you had a raffle, but that raffle only got you a key, one out of five keys. And
20
then,
keys.
Oh, 20 keys. Okay, one out of 20 keys, and then one of those keys actually started the truck.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a multi-tiered process. Again, participating. Now, granted, not all 15,000 or 20,000 people who rolled through the show participated, but you would say a good majority of those people participated, right?
I don't know.
But let's just say, let's say half of them participated. That's 10,000 people. Out of 20,000 people showed up, let's say 10,000 people participated. So out of 10,000 people, like, those are the chances. This giveaway truck is going to be at an event with only 500 trucks. With only maybe 5,000-10,000 people total, maybe
5,000.
Maybe 5,000. I don't know. I've never thought about
how many counted, people, but like thought about it. But yeah.
So this is the
and pool you have is. To be there. Mm-hmm. So you have to. We're not pre-selling anything that Friday, or whatever it is. We're gonna sell to. We have to make the money back that we put into the truck.
Yeah, it's gonna happen like kind of super fast.
It's going to be, and that's why the truck's not. That's another reason why it's not getting body dropped, and it's not. We're not spending a bunch on wheels because. We could spend X amount of dollars and lose a lot of money on this. Mm-hmm. We did just get a couple sponsors though. Obviously Slam Specialties and then Beltec just came on board.
Oh, cool.
So they got delivered today, spindles and shocks.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, shout out to Beltec. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get free stuff for this, which is going to help, but then you still have labor.
Still paying a lot to get it done.
So, but the good thing is, again, a non-bag truck is, or a non-body drop truck is so much faster to do.
Don't say that.
I know. Not a Tacoma. 80, 90, 95. Maybe 95. Because you still have to deal on yours, even if you didn't body drop it. You have to still deal with running 18s, and then you're like, well, I'll run 20s to compensate for the not, you know what I mean, for not being as low. But then you have to do it's just all.
Yeah, no, it's 100% getting body drop. Well, the only reason. Not the only reason, but one of the biggest reasons I'm just continuing, it is 100% will be body dropped because I'm tired of getting flamed for not having a body drop truck.
Well, it's 2025. Why don't you have
a body? I know, exactly. Why
wouldn't anyone have a non-body?
There's no excuse not to.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you could say, well, you know,
there's still a reason now, because if someone is just not, they don't want a body drop or funds or however it is, you know what I mean? Like, but... if you're going to from a stock truck and you're taking it to a shop, you might as well just spend the extra money and body drop it.
Yeah,
because you're going to want to body drop it later. Ask anyone that's not body drop when they cut to a show and they park next to body drop trucks and you're like, yes. Why is my truck so high?
Yeah. No, I don't want to get flamed anymore. But anyway, the giveaway truck. So yeah, what I was saying is just like,
and you can't park. We're going to both take our Tacomas.
Oh yeah,
imagine yours like.
Yeah,
this.
I know. Yeah,
you'd be like,
I would look. Imagine if mine was like that high and like red. Like, I feel like such a clown.
And on 18s.
On 18s.
Joey is texting me. Yeah. Has texted me 17 times by now.
Yeah. He's like, you got the wedding stuff wrong. You made fun of my truck?
Yeah.
You're just going to start making fun of my manhood? You stole my truck
in October. When did he... September?
Oh, that's right. It's
been at my house since September.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's not talk about that. Moving on. All right. But yeah, I was just saying that like the chances of this truck, someone getting it is pretty good. Like your chances are pretty good.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's going to be fun. And the other kind of cool part about this, like, you know, Switch gave away their truck at Mini Nats, which was a lot of fun. It was really exciting. But again, gigantic pool, tens of thousands of people,
yeah.
You know, and like the guy who got it, I don't know him personally, but, you know, I know that he was really excited to get it. And he's, I think he still has it. But what's kind of cool about this situation is this show is mostly comprised of all of our close friends. Mm-hmm. One of our close friends is going to get this truck.
Yes.
So we're going to see it, and it's going to be around, and we're going to see it like come together. You know, I think that's
and
really cool.
We're only selling a certain amount of tickets.
Oh, so, really? The tickets are capped.
Yeah, so whatever the cost of this truck is.
That's what the tickets are.
And we're going to make a little bit of money on it, hopefully. But I'm going to cap it so that way we can do this again. Mm-hmm. So whatever money we make.
Oh, so it'll just be like a pool of money sitting
there. The truck
can
get nicer and nicer and nicer as we go. So think about that.
Okay.
Say, just for example, we spend 10 grand on the truck after everything's done. And we make 12,500. Mm-hmm. That just gives us an extra 2,500 to put into the. So instead of buying, we bought this truck for 6 grand. Next year we could buy a truck for $8,500. Mm-hmm. So yes, we're going to make a profit, but that profit's going to literally go right back into the next time we do this. Mm-hmm. So the profit won't be used for anything besides the next truck.
That's cool.
So it could build up to like,
yeah,
two trucks. It could.
Oh yeah.
It could build up to whatever. It could build up to where we're doing a body drop truck with a custom set of billet wheels from Japan. You know what I mean? Like it's all limitless. So I just want to. Then we also could lose a bunch of money and never do it again.
Well, that's the other side. I mean, so you only do that
there,
once.
What I'm saying is when you get there to the show on Saturday, buy tickets, because if you wait till trophies, we might have already sold out. Oh. We're not going to keep selling tickets just to make money.
Oh,
that's the thing. It's too. Going to get cut off. So if we sell them by noon, we sell them by noon.
This is kind of exciting, too, because it kind of creates a little demand kind of thing.
Yes.
Oh, man. How many tickets? Do you know how many tickets?
I don't know yet because I don't
just
know
what imagine, the final okay, bill whatever, is. If it was like, oh, we're going to sell 500 tickets. Imagine being person 501. They're like, eh.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, right? Man. Sorry, man. We're going to cap it. We're going to, because also it's just like creates this thing where now your chances to win are less and less and less. So we want the people that are buying these things.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
To feel that they have a good opportunity and that we're not just, it's not just a money grab.
Yeah, no. Yeah, yeah, no, it's cool.
We'll,
it's
we'll
so
save
cool.
The money grabs for other things.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Yeah. No, that's really awesome, man. Really excited for that. Really excited for those videos.
We took a question.
We did, well, no, there was a couple, we did a little house cleaning last time and I was gonna, I didn't delete it. I thought I deleted it.
Oh, good.
So like last week we were talking about the Lowdown Roundup.
Oh yeah.
And we had talked about it. We didn't really have too much information. A few people sent me information and, I'm going to do now that we're doing this again. So this is the Lowdown Roundup in Des Moines, Iowa.
Not Des Moines.
I kept on saying Des Moines. It's
and earlier
Des Moines.
In our conversation, you called La Quinta, La Quinta.
No, yeah, no, I call...
You call it La Quinta.
No, I call it La Quinta.
No, you said La Quinta.
La Quinta. La Quinta. I call La Quinta. It La Quinta. Yeah, you're like, no, it's La Quinta.
Yeah, because say carne asada.
Carne asada.
Yeah, but you say it, so you get a little, your Mexican side. Like, but you say La Quinta like you're...
Like I'm
you,
white.
Like you would say carne asada.
Carne asada, that is true. No, it's because I always think of like La Quinta. La Quinta? I don't know, man. I always think of the hotel.
Yeah.
So I whatever the...
Like, but even the hotel's called La Quinta.
I don't know, man. Anyway, Lowdown Roundup, Des Moines, Iowa, 2026.
We should just call it Des Moines.
Des Moines. Lowdown Roundup in Des Moines, Iowa is June 5th through the 7th, 2026. Our friend Jeff sent us that. Our friend Kenny from Nebraska sent us that. And then this guy, Brian Brown, said he sent us a little message saying, I was listening to the show this morning and heard the Lowdown Roundup in Des Moines, Iowa mentioned. Here's some additional info if you'd like to pass it along. There were 300 vehicles there last year and it's getting bigger. So it's a good show.
Yeah.
It's a really good show. A lot of people roll into it.
Oh, you know what we didn't talk about?
What's that?
Ben and Mark's podcast.
Oh, yeah. That was fantastic.
Speaking of upcoming shows, we have January 3rd, I'll be at the Modded Culture thing in Phoenix, like a drifty type event. Mm-hmm. And then January 31st is Severed in the Southwest, which is going to be super fun because they moved the location. Mm-hmm. It's right by, it's in the Padres minor league stadium. And so there's the mall right there. There's food, hotels. So if you have been to Severed before and you're like, oh, I don't want to go back, it's in a really good location now. So, And then the next weekend after that is the Sunset Show. They're mm-hmm. doing their first annual event out in Peoria, which is on the west side. Mm-hmm. Not too far from where Severed's doing theirs, actually. And to promote it. Yeah,
because the Severed's one's at Peoria Sports Complex, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so Mark and Ben mm-hmm. from Sunset mm-hmm. did a podcast spoof on us.
Yeah.
Which I did not catch on to for a second. I first started watching it and I was like, oh, because Ben had a podcast with his company Skill Set. Mm-hmm. I thought he didn't do his podcast anymore. Maybe he does. And Mark's just on it to promote the thing. And then I'm watching it more and I'm like, why does the audio suck? I was like, why would Ben put out this professional podcast, but his audio, why does it suck? And then I go, oh, that's like, me and Frank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I got right away.
Yeah.
Like I figured it right away, and it was great. Cause they really paid attention to details. One was like the stripe in the middle.
My favorite part.
That was the best part. Cause
the best part is cause it didn't move when they zoomed in on Mark. It was like right here. Oh. And then it was like in different. Like,
oh, it was. I didn't notice that.
Yeah. They kept it right here for the, when uh-huh. they started it.
Uh-huh.
But then it was just like right here.
Oh, that's funny.
So funny.
Yeah. I didn't see that part, but, it was really funny. They nailed a lot of things. My coffee cup. I always have my coffee on there. Mark had the coffee cup in front of him. Ben jumping on a text because you sometimes get texts from.
No, he was looking at questions.
No. He said, I just got a text from Panda. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Because you do that sometimes. You're like, oh, I got a text. Hold on. And it was from Panda. And then he
was talking about, oh, jump in line.
Yeah.
Get in line.
About my truck.
Yep.
But my notes are, number one, Mark was wearing a Cubs hat.
Yep.
He should have been wearing a Dodgers hat. And then with the farm thing, did you catch that? He's like, you didn't hear that part?
Oh, yeah.
Where he's
like,
what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm just out on the farm, just moving dirt from here to over here.
Yeah.
That
was exactly what you do.
Yes. literally what I do. But
it was brilliant.
It was really
funny. And then they started to stumble at the end.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what we do. We get to this, we're at an hour. We hit an hour now. But man, sometimes at that 50 mark, We're like,
what's going on with you?
Upcoming shows again?
Yeah. I know, that was perfect. Yeah, I know. Bravo. Bang up job, guys. But yeah, go to their show. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I probably can't make both, so I will let you guys down right now.
Mm-hmm.
I probably won't be there for that one. But
unless you just come out and bring your truck for Severed, drop it off. We work on it after Severed all week long, and you stay for the Sunset show.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. If Panda's ready.
Well, we're talking about trying to get the raffle truck in there before Severed, and then Tony comes out and we work on it.
Oh, that's right. Severed. You said Tony was going to come out and do some work on it. Oh, that's cool.
I think we can smash that truck out in 4 days. I think we can get that thing done. If Tony's out here and I'm there and Panda's there and Brandon and we're all on that thing.
Hold on. I got to take a phone call.
And this is my wife yelling at me.
I kind of was. I had it right here. I'm like, maybe I should move this. Anyway, I'm back.
All right. I'll cut that part out. Okay, so this went better than I thought it was for a re-record.
Yeah.
I apologize.
It's okay. You know, I was going to say, this is our very first re-record.
It is.
We've out of 189 episodes, this is the first time we've just redid it.
The first one was fine, but I just thought, well, I'm going to be here anyways.
Mm-hmm.
We would have literally been sitting on the couch talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically.
So we might as well just redo it. And mm-hmm. if this one would have sucked, we would have just uploaded the first one.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, our first re-record, and we didn't miss a week yet.
No, it's fine. Well, we're still here doing it every single week. Yeah, and it was cool. Got here in person.
We have to do some guest episodes soon, though.
Yes, we have to. But we were talking about that, and one that would be coming up pretty soon is...
if we went up to Slam Specialties.
Uh-huh.
And then did Jose and Erica.
Oh, yeah.
We could do them, and we could even knock someone else out up there if we wanted to. But again, I don't want to promise anything because by the time we always want to come home,
mm-hmm.
you know, so if we went up there on Thursday, spent the day Friday at Slam, and then I don't know, we'll figure it out.
But yeah.
All right.
You got a couple more of these episodes to deal with because this is only the second week of December.
Yeah.
So there's a few more of these and we still have to get the.
But I'm going to be back down here quite a bit.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds like you're going to be... So we'll do some more in-person episodes. But yeah, that was it. We just wanted to update everybody on the lowdown roundup information. We talked about last week, the Northwest mini truck stuff. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, all right.
Bye.
Bye.